Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, brethren in Yahushua HaMashiach, who is also known as Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the Almighty, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the Rose of Sharon, the Friend of Sinners, the Redeemer of all mankind, the I Am Who I Am, the one who says in the book of Revelation, that he holds the key to death and Hades. Hallelujah. The one who died and rose again, the firstborn of creation, the second Adam. Hallelujah. We praise Yah because Yahushua is also our bread of life. He is also our cup of salvation. He is the one who has broken the curse that was pronounced in the Torah, the curse that was pronounced over us in the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The males received 10 curses and the females received 10 curses and the serpent received 10 curses. And that is what we are redeemed from when Yahushua HaMashiach was crucified at Golgotha, the place of the skull, the very place where the bones of Goliath, who had been slain by King David, had been buried, as well as the place where Adam's body had been buried, the place where the Ark of the Covenant had been buried, and also the place where Jeremiah hid for some time from his enemies, when they wanted to persecute him for what he was releasing as the mouthpiece of Yahweh. Yahweh is God the Father, for those who don't know. His most popular name worldwide is Yahweh. Hallelujah. Some people call him Yahuwah. But Yahweh, God the Father, has revealed that his name is not Yahuwah. His name is Yahweh. Hallelujah. Yahuweh. Hallelujah. All the Orthodox Jews are familiar with the name Yahweh. They don't say it because they've been lied to by the spirit of Esau through the Romans who wrote the Talmud. That's pronouncing the name of Yahweh is forbidden because the name is too holy. They have been lied to that they are only meant to call on that name on Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year, also known as the Day of Atonement, Judgment Day, the Sabbath of Sabbaths, the face-to-face day. But which is Tishrei 10 every year. Hallelujah. However, that is not true because Psalm 91 clearly says to us, I will read from verses 14 to 16. Hallelujah. Psalm 91, keeping in mind that this is the voice of God the Father speaking to us. I'm reading from verses 14 to 16 in it says, because he has set his love on me, therefore I will deliver him, Yahushua him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. I will set him on high because he has known my name. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He will call on me and I will answer. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. I will satisfy him with long life and show him my Yahushua, my salvation. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise be unto the Most High God, Yah, the creator of all things in the universe. Hallelujah, praise be to Yah. So today is Saturday, the 15th of April, 2023, and on the Most High God's calendar, which is also known as the biblical calendar, which is also known as the Hebrew calendar, today is Nisan, also known as Aviv 24. So if today is Nisan 24, That means that we've got 6 days left in this month. Hallelujah. See, Yahweh said to us in 2020 or 2021 that he's going to make time to fly. Well, that's not the exact words he used. I'm having a hard time memorizing the exact words. But one thing I will say is that these words are recorded in the lost books of the Bible called the Second Revelation to John. This revelation was given to him on the Mount of Transfiguration, which is Mount Hermon, even though it says in some records that it's Mount Tabor. And while after he was transfigured, John had some revelations, and this is one of them, which talks about the end times. Hallelujah. So sorry, I've had to pause for a moment because of the baby was being brought to me. I need to attend to her. So in the second revelation to John, the end times were revealed to him in a little bit more detail. This was long before he even wrote the book of Revelation. I came to realize that sometime after we had posted the second revelation to John on our website, that the second revelation is not something he received after the book of Revelation. Rather, he received it on the Mount of Transfiguration during the time Yahushua HaMashiach was on earth in mankind form. He was just one of several revelations that Yahuhanan or John received, and this one was focusing on the end times. It describes the anti-Messiah Barack Hussein Obama in great detail, and that is where we get the confirmation that he is a black man, and this is further confirmed by Ezra, who is also known as Malachi. I've forgotten his Persian name or Babylonian name, but yes, Ezra. And also in the book of Esdras, and is further confirmed by prophet Elijah in the book called the Apocalypse of Elijah. Three of them describe the anti-Messiah in great detail. In fact, Ezra, even I think he saw Obama in hellfire, so he mostly focuses on the spiritual description rather than the physical description, whereas Elijah and John tell us what he looked like in the physical. He does show that he doesn't really grow old, but there is something on his body that points to the fact that he is the one, and he hasn't changed much since he was a child. So anyway, the whole point of sharing about those three lost books of the Bible is to, you know, just to confirm the issue of the end times being shared by various prophets of the Old Testament as well as the New Testament. But I'm also trying to bring out the fact that Yahweh proclaimed to John that he is going to make, he's going to make 3 years to feel like 3 days, and 3 days to feel like 3 hours, 3 hours to feel like 3 minutes, and 3 minutes to feel like 3 seconds. And the very interesting thing that I noticed, as not long after I read that book, the second revelation to John, prophet Tommy Arayomi, I've forgotten the name of his ministry, but he is on YouTube. He released a prophecy that Yahweh had given to him towards the end of year 2021 and into 2022, in which he released a very similar message about how long we have left. Well, the message was quite confusing, because what he said was we have 7 years left, but that is not what he was saying. He was just trying to tell us that we have 7 years of preparation. They would basically begin a 7-year period of plenty, even though this period is going to be more like a famine season, because he threw more light on the prophecy later on. Now I understand a little bit about what it means. And over time, he has let us know that after these 7 years, there is another 7 years, which is 7 years of famine. So 7 years from 2023 to 2030. Now, when he was releasing the prophecy around 2021, 2022, December, January time, he said that we have about 7 years left. And he said those, the Lord is going to make those 7 years to feel like 7 days or something like that. I'm paraphrasing. I'm not quoting as he said. I'm just paraphrasing. And then he said that they're going to feel like 7 days, 7 days feel like 7 hours, 7 hours feel like 7 minutes, 7 minutes feel like 7 seconds, something like that. So I found it very interesting that Tommy Arayomi released such a prophecy. And that for me was a major confirmation that Yahweh is definitely speaking to us and the lost books of the Bible are to be regarded highly, especially the ones that he has revealed to us to read. Now, some people disregard them and they say that we don't need it, but I don't bother to listen to such people because they are not interested in spiritual milk, no spiritual meat. They just want to stick to what they have known for all these years and stop at that, which is not what Yahweh desires for us. So, time is fast spent. Time is really rushing. You know, before you know it, the months have finished. Before you know it, a new month has started and that month is now coming to an end. You know, just a few weeks ago, the month of Nisan or Aviv was beginning and it was Rosh Hashanah. And now Pesach has passed, the Fast Food Festival has passed, the Festival of Unleavened Bread has finished. And we are now in the final days of this month. And this is the month of miracles, the month of the lion of the tribe of Judah, Yehuda, the month of the lion roaring and scaring away and devouring his enemies. Hallelujah. Remember, the devil also comes in the form of a lion that is ready to devour, but Yahushua, the greater lion, has already conquered it in the spiritual realm, and he will conquer it in the physical realm at the end of the great tribulation, well, as well as judgment day. Hallelujah. So time is really, really running, is running, brethren. We're also in the season of the tribe of, I think it's Reuben. No, it's the tribe of Judah. Sorry, I'm confusing things. It's the tribe of Judah. I've already said that. We were not able to share last month. We wanted to ask everybody to pray that as we are rounding up the month of Adar, we should ask Yahweh to speed up everything in our lives that the enemy has slowed down. Whatever good that is meant to be moving at a certain pace, or things are meant to have got to you at a certain time and they haven't, maybe the enemy has placed a, you know, spirit of a snail in your life. Ask Yahweh to deliver you from the spirit of slowness and, you know, give you the spirit of Naphtali that runs like a deer, and within minutes or seconds he's in a, you know, one place or the other. So we wanted to ask everybody to pray that prayer, but we ended up not being able to. But we can still pray this month because the underlying themes that are associated with the month of Adar, the 12th month, which is the previous month, are very much visible within this month as well, the month of Nisan or Aviv. They are both months of miracles. They are both months of great joy because we are delivered from the bondage of the devil. I know Haman is the villain of the previous month, whereas Pharaoh is the villain of this month. Hallelujah. But yes, they follow each other in a way, and we can still ask Yahweh to grant us the ability to move like Naphtali in every area of our lives, especially our spiritual lives, and also those miracles that are supposed to have reached us by now that the enemy is, you know, holding on to, that may Yahweh cause them to get to us at the speed that Naphtali could run, the speed of the deer. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Remember that we are also in the days of the Jericho March. Hallelujah. We shared on the 21st of Nisan that the Jericho March in the time when Joshua or Yahushua, the son of Nun, was leading Israel, happened during this month from Nisan 21 to Nisan 28. So we are already 4 days into the Jericho March, keeping in mind that the first day counts as well. So 21, 22, 23, 24. We've got 3 days left of the Jericho March. Hallelujah. The Jericho March anniversary. So this is a time to ask Yahweh to cause every wall to fall flat. Every Jericho wall in our lives, every wall of limitation, every wall of almost there, every wall of every wall of obstruction or slowness, every wall that has been placed before us to stop us from possessing our possession, may Yahweh cause every such wall to fall flat. In the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, let every wall fall flat in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Every Jericho wall in our lives, we command it to fall flat in the mighty name of Yahushua. Let it be destroyed. Let every Jericho wall, Masata Yeleborika Mashata Yeleborika Bashanda, let every Jericho wall fall flat in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. As we possess our possession in the name of Yahushua, Masika Yanda Raboshikere Baba Sanda Yanda. For this is the month in which we cross over the river Jordan and we cross the Red Sea. Masaka Yende Reboshanda Rababosa. This is the month we possess our possessions. We step foot in that land where Yahweh said, wherever your feet shall tread, you will possess. Wherever the soles of your feet shall tread, you will possess. I have given unto you. Masika Yanda Rababoshinda Rababosa. We have conquered in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Freedom or liberty is ours in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Abba Yahweh, we give you praise and glory and honor for hearing our prayers and for answering our prayers. In Yahushua HaMashiach's name we have prayed all this. Amen. I soak myself in the blood of Yahushua and I ask that Abba Yahweh have mercy upon me. In any way I have sinned against you, I ask that you have mercy upon me according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy. Blot out all our transgressions with the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach. In the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, I cover this audio with the blood of Yahushua and I ask that Abba Yahweh manda rabo roko boshikarabasanda. Come and take your place as I minister to your people. Come and take your place, O Abba Yahweh limakaya rabo sikayanda. Let your name be glorified this Shabbat. Kalamosi karaboshitayanda. Father, we give you praise and glory and honor for sustaining us thus far. We give you praise and glory and honor, Lord, for sanctifying us, Lord. Thank you for the Torah. Thank you for the Sabbath, Lord. Blessed be your holy name, Abba Yahweh. In Yahushua HaMashiach's name, we have prayed all this. Amen. 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 Heaven shalom aleichem. Heaven shalom aleichem. Heaven shalom aleichem. Heaven shalom, shalom, shalom aleichem. Heaven shalom aleichem. Heaven shalom aleichem. Heaven shalom aleichem. Heaven shalom, shalom, shalom aleichem. Heaven shalom aleichem. Heaven shalom aleichem. Heaven shalom aleichem. Heaven shalom,
Him. Amen. In Yahushua's name, we bring you peace. We bring you peace. We bring you peace. Hallelujah. That is what that song is saying. We bring you peace. We bring you peace. Hallelujah. So, you know, Shabbat is all about being the salt and light of Yahushua HaMashiach, the salt and light of this world. That means we preserve the world by promoting peace. Hallelujah. We also preserve the world by exposing the darkness and causing the darkness to be devoured by the light. Hallelujah. If the light of Yah is removed from this world will destroy itself completely and will cease to exist. And this is why we need the light of Yah in this world. Hallelujah. And this is related to Isaiah 60 verses 1 and 2. I think verse 3 as well, which talks about arise, shine, for the glory of Yah, for your light has come, and the glory of Yahweh is upon you. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of Yahweh is upon you. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of Yahweh has risen upon you. For behold, darkness will cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But Yahweh will rise on you, and his glory shall be seen on you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Hallelujah in Yahushua's name. So this verse talks about Shabbat. Hallelujah. It also talks about the darkness we have right now all over the world, which is there, you know, because of the sin that came into the world. It also talks about the coming 3 days of darkness. Hallelujah. And also it talks about, it kind of touches on the holy catching away, not rapture, to the heavens of the Revelation 14 bride in particular. Because they are the greater light. Their light is much greater than that of the Revelation 7 bride. And once the Revelation 14 bride get caught up into the heavens with Yahushua HaMashiach, it will be very evident that they have left, because by the time of their departure, they will be the light of this world more than any other person that has accepted Yahushua HaMashiach as their personal Lord and Savior. Their light will be emitted in a very bright manner through them. Even in their own homes, they will have no need for lights that we use artificially through electricity or electrical power. Even during the 3 days of darkness, the Revelation 14 bride in particular will have no need for candles and lamps, because they themselves will be the light of this world. And this is why Yahweh is saying that close to the time of 3 days of darkness, we should ask our relatives and loved ones who haven't yet accepted Yahushua HaMashiach, but we have got the assurance that they are going to accept Yahushua, to come and live with us in our homes. You know, the light of Yahushua HaMashiach, especially the Revelation 14 bride, the 144,000 around the world, the people that haven't fully accepted Yahushua HaMashiach as Lord and Savior, and those who have accepted but they are weak in the spirit, should find a way to stay with the Revelation 14 bride in their homes, because those who are full of darkness and therefore do not have the light of Yah inside of them by that time will be greatly affected. Sorry, I was interrupted, so I don't even remember what I was saying, but I think I remember that. I was saying that the Revelation 14 bride will be the most powerful people, or should I say mankind, not humans, on the entire earth during that time. And they will be the people you will want to stay with during that time of the demons, you know, being upon the earth and you know, destroying various people, killing people, raping people, eating people, and mimicking people's voices to destroy others. All right, I need to stop here for now, brethren. Shabbat shalom. I'll continue in the next audio.